It is day three of the Virginia Film Festival. This is Sean McCord in the always active Filmmakers Lounge on the Downtown Mall. And I'm talking with director Ted Hauser, who's made a film called simply R. Stern, the letter R. Stern. And this is a film about an Afghanistan war veteran. It's part of the Short Narrative Films, which screens Sunday at 1:30 at PVCC. Ted, thanks for coming by. Apparently we had breakfast next to each other this morning.
Yes, yes. It's good to be here. Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about R. Stern.
R. Stern is the story about a veteran by the name of Brick, who's come home from Iraq, and he finds out that his friend by the name of Stern, Robert Stern, has gone missing. And he goes looking for him in the city of Detroit, where the two of them live. And we get to see from the ground level some problems that certain veterans are going through right now.
And you are the writer and director of this film.
That's right. It was an original idea. It's not based on any news story or anything like that, but it's definitely based off of things that, you know, we're all reading in the newspaper or that we're all seeing on television. And I wrote an original script and I directed it.
Well, let's build on that. What drew you to this story? It felt like a story that needed to be told.
Okay. To give the quickest version of the story, September 11th happened, my first week of classes at college. I was inspired to join the campus's ROTC cadet program. I was at the University of Michigan. And that's where I stayed for 2 years. I didn't end up continuing and becoming a commissioned officer, but I had a lot of friends who were in the program, friendships that I've made that I still have to this day. And so I had at least half a dozen close friends continue with the program, commissioned in 2005 when we all graduated, and they went on to serve in Iraq. It was a little surreal that these so many of friends were going off into, you know, theater of combat.
Yeah.
And it was always something that stayed with me. So for, 10 years, I've been following the news. I've been following these issues. And it's always been something that's been close to me. And it's a script that I've been wanting to write and direct for maybe 3 years. And I just finally just bit the bullet, decided to sit down, you know, write it, direct it in my hometown of Detroit.
When it came to writing or casting or putting the film together, did you reach out to veterans? Did you reach out to people who've sort of led this life and been through these experiences?
Not one directly, but I did talk to the friends that I've that I know. None of them were actually in any extended periods of combat or suffer from PTSD or TBI, traumatic brain injury. But I did read actually a great book called Thank You for Your Service by David Finkel. And that was a great book that I read right before I started directing, which just kind of fully summarized a lot of things that were going on. Our lead actor, actually, who's a friend of mine, Danny Mooney, he had a friend growing up from his hometown who served in Afghanistan and grew up on the same block as him. And he talked to him extensively. That's somebody that he grew up with.
Yeah.
And that was an inspiration for him.
The movie is R. Stern. It's a 15-minute short. It screens as part of the Short Narrative film Sunday at 1:30 in PVCC. Talk about being a director and a writer. How many films have you done?
I've done many films. I went to film school and made a bunch of films there. Since graduating, I've been editor, and I've actually edited many films, short films mostly, in the more creative side of my career. But I was living in LA and I was loving it, but it's just really hard to kind of do your own thing.
Right.
In that city. And right. I enjoy editing. I love working for other people and collaborating. But what I really wanted to do was direct. And so about a year ago, I pulled up stakes and moved back to Detroit, where I grew up. And this is the first film I've made since doing that.
That's actually pretty amazing. Now, short films are really an art form in themselves. It's hard. It's harder in some ways to tell a short story than it is a feature length, because you have to really get to the kernel of the story. Is this something you want to continue to make short films?
I do. I really do agree with you. I really love the short form.
Yeah.
Because you have this kind of short opportunity to provide a glimpse into a world. And I really wanted R. Stern to exist as a short film. I know a lot of times when people make shorts, they have aspirations
of
expanding it into a feature. And I'll tell you something. I've actually seen at film festivals that I've attended where I'll see a short film, and then later on I'll see that eventually that filmmaker had a great opportunity to expand into a feature. And I saw the feature, you know, in theaters, and I'm like, yeah, this is just the short. You just padded it out with a couple extra scenes.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I'm not trying to take a swing at any of my fellow filmmakers, but yeah, I mean, I definitely think R. Stern, when I originally conceived it, was this is going to be a short. This is going to be a short glimpse into this life, and you know, I really wanted to use a shorthand. You know what I mean?
Right.
Which actually, I think, really benefited from me. Like, you know, we all are familiar with images of veterans today. I just think we're saturated with that. So, like, take for example, we never say in the movie, no character ever says PTSD or TBI, traumatic, because we're already familiar with these cues. We already know if a guy's having, you know, mental problems and he's a veteran, this is, you know, stress due mm-hmm. to his exposure in combat. Mm-hmm. So again, I just wanted to use the shorthand that we're already familiar with. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to waste any time. I've only got 15 minutes. I got to get going to that structure. So yeah, I mean, I really love short form, and I love that kind of obstruction that you have to get it done as quick as it can.
Yeah, I wish I could remember the exact quote of an author who said he didn't have time to write a short story.
Yeah.
So now with online distribution and such, there's really more of a market for short films outside of just the festival circuit. So if people want to find out more about R. Stern, which is screening, once again, Sunday at 1:30 PVCC as part of the Short Narrative Films, and your future work, is there a place they can go to? Is there a website?
I don't have a personal website, but you can find my channel on Vimeo, which is where I post all of my creative projects. It's just Vimeo /users/Ted Hauser, I believe what it is. Or you could just search and you'll find me there.
Yeah, that's Ted Hauser, as in house with an R at the end.
Right.
So have you been doing the festival circuit? What kind of reception
this
have
is
you
the
been
first,
getting?
This is actually the first major festival
really?
That I've screened at, yes. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a festival. It's definitely a film with a very unique point of view. And I'm trying to get it out to as many films as I could.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little off season just because we filmed it in January of this year.
Right.
Which was kind of makes an awkward time for film festivals. But Virginia Film Festival came up, and I've got a lot of family history from Virginia, and I thought it'd be a great opportunity to submit.
You anticipated my next question, if you have connections to Virginia.
Yeah, both my parents grew up in Virginia. I'd spent all my summers here.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's where the grandparents were. So I have a lot of...
Have you been
to Charlottesville? My father's a alumni
of
UVA.
All right.
Yes. And, yeah, so he always has fond memories of this place. And actually just visiting around, it's a beautiful town. I really love, the downtown mall here and all the old theaters.
It's great. Yeah. If you get a chance, go see something in the Paramount.
Okay.
If you haven't already. All right. Well, I'm talking.
And actually, not if I got to jump in. Coincidentally, at the very end of this mall, the downtown mall, there's mm-hmm. a monument, an Afghan and Iraq War memorial. I stumbled upon it this morning. I was kind of, it must have been kismet or something. It's this beautiful. You should check it out. And if anyone is in the Charlottesville area, at the downtown mall, at the, I believe, the south end or the east end of the mall, there is a memorial going on,
yeah.
The east end. Where somebody has set up combat boots, each one representing a fallen soldier from, I believe, the Virginia area, and it's very strong imagery going on there. There's also a slate where it looks like people have written in chalk certain remembrances. But anyways, obviously with dealing with soldiers killed in action. In that situation, I feel like they've memorialized them with something very minimalist that really makes you think about the combat. So
that memorial started out as a temporary installation. Well, I guess it still is a temporary installation, but the community really liked it and really supported it, so it has grown. And yes, it's for visitors to Charlottesville. It's right across from the Freedom of Speech Wall, that we set up in tribute to, well, you know, our own native son, Thomas Jefferson.
That's right.
We set up the wall, the freedom of speech, where people are free and welcome to go in and pick up some chalk and write whatever they want. And it is like a constantly changing, constantly expanding dynamic piece of community art. So I'm glad, because the Film Festival is sort of on this end of the mall.
Right.
Across from the roller skating rink at the Regal and up to the Paramount. So I'm glad you took the time to go down to the other end.
Yeah.
Well, I've been talking to Ted Hauser. You can find more. You can find this film and more of his films on your Vimeo channel.
That's right.
The film we're talking about is R. Stern. It's a letter R. Stern. Screening as part of the Short Narrative Films tomorrow, Sunday at 1:30 at PVCC. Ted, thank you so much for coming by.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
And, man, good luck at your screening tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.